T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got to stop now. It's officially over. I'm putting an end to it. I'm putting an end to the Steph Curry slander, to any Steph Curry negativity, and to anybody who wants to continue to minimize or rationalize how great this guy is. All right. I was thinking about some of the greatest players in the history of the game. Michael Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Bird, Magic,
Kobe,
Shaq. And all those guys, all right, all those guys all had one thing that was different than Steph Curry. And it's what they didn't have that makes Steph Curry one of the greatest players of all time. And he belongs in this list. And you guys can decide whether he's one or whether he's five or whether he's 10. But the bottom line is Steph Curry is one of the game's greatest superstars of all time. Of all the great players in the history of the NBA, nobody has been at more of a physical disadvantage than Steph Curry. He's 6'3", all right? He's not Shaq. He's not Kareem. He's not Michael Jordan. He's certainly not LeBron James. He's 6'3". He looks like you. He looks like me. Little taller, but not much. Not much. And so I'm starting to think about what Steph Curry's been up against. Think about this, Guru. In 90% of the games, let's say roughly, that he's played in, 90% of the games, Steph Curry steps out onto the court, looks at the guy who's covering him, and most of the time, the guy that's covering him has a physical advantage over him. Maybe a little bigger, maybe a little stronger, maybe a little bit quicker. Now maybe a little bit younger. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The guy has figured out a way to be great despite not being 7'2", despite not being built like a football player like LeBron James, and despite not being Michael Jordan, maybe the greatest athlete basketball player of all time.
Yeah,
I mean, no more rationalizations, Goo.
You are right. And don't forget the smarts. Don't forget the smarts, the IQ. I call him a walking computer on the court, Steiny. And when there's a big shot and he takes it, I feel like the ball's going in. But I'm going to say this, and you know it's Steph Curry on mine all day. I'm not taking anything away from the great players on that list, but I will say what has him at the top of that list to me, or near the top, is he's revolutionized the game. And the fact is, those guys didn't play in an era where the game is played at now, which is allowing Steph Curry to be an assassin. What he's doing without his running mate, Kevin Durant, when all the haters and writers were talking about they couldn't do it, he couldn't do it, I was starting to kind of like, uh-oh, but not no more, not anymore.
Why do you pay more attention to people outside this room than inside the room? I never said the Warriors were done when Durant.
No,
got
but
hurt.
So now
we're talking about me. Yeah, talking about me. I'm not saying it.
I didn't want to say it, but you specifically like, is Father Time creeping up when I was saying he was hurt? That was my way of saying, was it Father Time? Without saying it, because I was like, I'm going to go injury first in case it.
All I know is I didn't count the Warriors out when Kevin Durant
got
hurt.
No, but Steph, like, could he do it? Could he lead the team? I didn't want to say it was Father Time, and I knew it wasn't, but damn, Steiny, the dude is the only, get this, the only unanimous MVP, and right or wrong, you don't get that label unless you are a badass and you opened up with what Steph Curry deserves, and can I say they're his flowers?
888-957-9570. We head to the NBA Finals where the Warriors are going to take on Toronto or the Milwaukee Bucks. What else did Steph Curry do? He played a phenomenal series in the Western Conference Finals. Is this just par for the course? Have you been a Steph Curry doubter? Is this the one where you're like, he belongs? He belongs. Yes, and for the text line, we understand. We're not basketball novices. We understand that Isaiah Thomas was a smaller player, and Tiny Archibald was a smaller player, and Allen Iverson was a smaller player. But none of those three, don't you get it? None of those three were as good as Steph Curry. That's the difference. That's the difference. That Steph Curry belongs up there with the greatest of all time. And I'm not sure Iverson, I'm not sure Tiny, I'm not sure Isaiah Thomas is up with Curry anymore. Certainly not with all the hardware, all the accolades, and most of all, all the titles.
And when you hear those greats talk, Allen Iverson and Isaiah, Steiny, it's not like they're, you know, Curry's a Piston or a former Sixer. They're giving Steph his credit right then and there. You know, and I'm just, you know, these guys walking around here, they make predictions and they want credit for when they're being right. It's not about that. It's just Steph's in the zone. The team's in the zone. Jordan Bell, 14 minutes.
Taking it a step further with Steph Curry and this thing that I'm kind of harping on right now about how he doesn't have a physical advantage when he plays most of the time. And I'm looking at the games he's had in this series. What do you go, 36-37, 36-37? Something like that? 36-37, 36-37? You know why he plays so well with Portland? Because it's the only team that he does have a physical advantage over. He's bigger and stronger than Lillard and McCollum. They don't have anybody who can guard him. They don't have a guy 6'5 they can put on him. They have players who are short or who are his size. And so it's just incredible. You know, we talk about Lillard, and okay, he might have been hurt. Talk about McCollum, but they can't guard Steph Curry. They cannot guard Steph Curry.
Who can?
Somebody bigger.
It's got to be somebody bigger. So this next round, Toronto, Milwaukee, you think they got better options?
Of course. Anybody over
six? See, that's why I'm worried about
any
Durant.
Any non-tiny guard has a better chance against Steph Curry.
That's why I'm going calendar, and I need updates on KD.
I mean, Brogdon's a little bit bigger. Middleton's bigger.
Don't forget about, you're going to laugh, George Hill. He's been playing good.
He's not bigger, though. I'm talking about guys who are kind of bigger, and you got to put length on Curry and, you know, try to do something other than guard him with the smaller player or a player his size. Because he was pretty good last night, obviously. But so is Draymond Green.
Another
triple-double.
Man, Ice Cube said it. Messed around and got a triple-double. Sorry, both players had a triple-double. Co-MVPs to me in the series. What you got?
The Warriors are more fun without Durant. Can we admit it? They are. They're more fun. And that's not, I'm not hating on Durant. He's a great player. If you want to say he's better than Curry, go ahead. If you don't, that's fine. But come on, they're more fun without Durant.
I echo.
Come on.
It's nothing against Durant. And Durant knows we love him.
They need him back, obviously. But this has been pretty fun, the Western Conference Finals. Let's head over to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Smart and Final. The Warriors busted out the brooms in Portland.
Hands off Draymond. Up top, Looney. Curry trying to relocate. Gets free. doubled immediately on the catch. Over to Draymond for three. It's up and good! Draymond Green!
Tim Roy with the call here on 95.7 The Game. That was the play that put the Warriors up for good, beating the Blazers in overtime to complete the sweep. Steph Curry and Draymond Green became the first teammates to both record triple-doubles in an NBA playoff game. Where Steph Curry's place in NBA history? Well, Steiny and Guru will discuss next. The Dubs are ready for some much-needed R&R. They'll have 9 days off until Game 1 of the NBA Finals on May 30th, which you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. The series will begin on the road, either in Milwaukee or Toronto. Who's a better matchup for Golden State? And will Kevin Durant and Boogie Cousins return for the finals? Will Papa and Bonte will have Saintly and Kalena today. Gary St. Jean will join them at 1. Kalena Azubuki will talk to them at 2. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. Let me clarify. I may have let the word better or best slip out. I'm not using those. I'm using impactful. Steph Curry has as much impact on a game of basketball as any great has ever had. That's the way I'll put it. You want to say Michael Jordan's better than Steph Curry? Fine. You want to say Isaiah Thomas is just as good as Steph Curry? That's fine. That's fine. But Curry's more impactful. And the reason Curry's more impactful is because he's come. He's happened. He got lucky, if you want to say. But he also helped create it to play in an era where if you make a shot from 23 feet, it's worth 3 points. And he figured out how to do that better than anybody else, not even close. He figured out a way to get that shot off on a catch and shoot. He figured out how to get that shot off a dribble. And then he figured out how to drive by a guy when a defender tries to take it back. Steph Curry is as impactful as any player I've seen in my lifetime.
And when I watch
that includes Michael Jordan.
And I'm with you. And when I watch Brooke Lopez shoot threes, the big man, I'm like, that's the impact of Steph Curry. When I see all these bigs, Leonard from Portland shoot threes, that's the impact of Steph Curry. They want to eat too.
And another reason why you got to take the text line with a grain of salt. People are saying Curry does not have a physical advantage over a lot of players. He's got unbelievable cardio, they're saying, and he's speed and agility. But listen, don't complicate it, please, for me. Don't.
Steph's a small
guy. Steph Curry
yeah, come on.
Is not as big as Kareem. He's not as big as Shaq, Jordan, Bird, Magic, LeBron.
Durant.
Please, get in the game with what I'm trying to say. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where is Curry's place? Let's go to Murray in Santa Rosa. What's up, Murray?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, dynamite.
Yeah, I was – your take on Durant, really, this whole media thing that has just traveled the whole year because of his free agency, about how he's going to go to the Knicks, how he doesn't like it here – and to me, it's kind of a media contraption made up. Because think of this. If Durant was in those games, do you think we'd be down by 15 at the half? At those times when you go, man, we need a basket.
What? Hey, Murray, what are you objecting to specifically that was said today?
That you think that they're more fun to watch
they are.
Without KD.
They are more fun. Notice I didn't say better. I said they're more fun.
And absolutely, I disagree with you. Your concept is the ball flows better when Durant is not on the floor. And that's you're missing the whole deal.
What am I missing?
Close with him on the court, it's just different.
I know it's different. It's less fun to me. And it can if it's more fun to you, Murray, dynamite. But I think if people are honest, they would say that they would probably more people would agree with me. Not that I'm right. I've been in the minority before, but I don't think it's preposterous to say what I just said. Go ahead.
Yeah, your narrative is based on the fact that KD is not going to be here, or that KD, somehow him being out is better.
Mm-mm.
I know you didn't say that,
mm-mm.
But the implication is there when you say, oh, they're more fun when they don't have KD.
I think they're
great. They're not as good a team.
No doubt. No doubt. I think they need Kevin Durant in the finals. But the
hey, Matt,
Western...
remember...
Go ahead. Let him go. What's up, man?
I remember watching you on the sidelines probably 25 years ago with the Warriors.
10 to 15. Actually, you know what?
Sorry,
hold on. That was about 11.
Okay.
Not 25. Go ahead.
We're having fun right now, baby. This is fun. And when KD comes back, it's going to be even more fun. Better fun.
All right. Thanks, Murray. Appreciate the call.
That was good.
But was it right?
You both were right. It all depends on what you like. What's your prerogative? Bobby Brown. Mine is, I like the ball to move, and I like Steph to have it more, and this is the rat on the table, and it's not bad. It's not just about Steph, Steiny. Draymond gets to bring the ball up and look like Magic Johnson more so when KD's not on the floor. That's a fact. And now that we're seeing this Draymond facet with the ball in his hands, you can't deny it. And it's not a bad thing. He gets to do that more. That's all.
Yeah, but what Murray is saying is that, and if I read him correctly, what Murray's saying is the fact that I just said, we know the Warriors are more fun without Durant. It's the reason I'm saying that's because I don't want him here.
Right.
I want to create some kind of...
There's a subliminal. You're not giving subliminals.
Okay.
We're in a subliminal society.
Let me take subliminal off the table. The Warriors are more fun without Kevin Durant. They are. Are they better? No, probably not.
But as probably much as not. I love Steph.
They're more fun.
They need 35 Durantula.
What's so wrong about saying that? Seriously.
Because it sounds like you're trying to break something up.
I'm
like
trying to break anything up.
New Edition, all the great groups.
I want to know a Warrior fan who really can look in the mirror and say, no, we're more fun with Durant. Come on now. More fun? More fun? Please. Antonio, Oakland, naturally after a sweep. What's up, man?
Yo, hey. I remember when you said Portland, they're a different Portland team. You know, and I was like, nah, they're the same. They're only here because they avoided us and the Rockets in the first two rounds. Lo and behold, it looked like that.
So, yeah, Lillard was hurt. I didn't know Lillard was going to be at 50%.
No, we would have swept him anyway. Come on now.
What's that?
I mean, we would have swept them anyway. Come on now.
I mean, you were down 17 or more in three games. I guess you'll look at that as toying with them. I look at it as, they could have lost a couple games.
Speaking of sweep, Antonio, you got anything for me?
We swept them. So at the end of the day, we're the greatest dynasty of all time if we win this upcoming finals.
But better than the Celtics. Better than the Celtics in the 60s.
Not what I was
looking
for.
Like, five teams back then, so you can't count that.
Well, you know what? There's five good teams now, too. But I'm not gonna rain on your parade. Thanks, Antonio. Let's hope Antonio calls four more times rather than the three. So
I thought he was coming down my road.
For what?
The prediction. But I'm going to be humble. I was listening to Kendrick Lamar coming in. He has a great song called Humble, went number one. So I ain't going to toot my own horn.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The sweep I predicted.
Well, you just lost drinks for a month.
I knew you couldn't do it.
The streets, Twitter has been
all night people saying, "Goo."
Listen,
I'm feeling good.
Four people total.
Oh no, Stoddy, no, I counted. No,
how many?
I'm 24. Stoddy, 24. Seriously, counting. I'm going to do a presser later on and just put it up on social platforms. I won't. Come on. Go ahead. Let's get after it.
So you're saying you guessed right?
No.
Seriously.
I felt some kind of way.
You guessed right.
And I tapped into it.
Woo. Joe, Pittsburgh. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you, Steiny, when you said yesterday if they gave out a most valuable player for the conference finals, Draymond definitely would have my vote. But, I mean, the way Steph played, I think he just, you know, we're so used to him playing so great that we always look for little things about him that's wrong, whether it be hurt or it's the ankle or he's missing layups. I mean, we've got to stop with all that and just appreciate his greatness for what it is. And one last point, I'm not a big stats guy, but you talked about his stature being 6'3". He averaged more rebounds during the conference finals than any other Blazers player. To me, that just shows he's not just scoring points. He's impacting the game in other ways also. Thanks, guys.
So he had more rebounds than any Blazer player. I didn't know that. That's a good good tidbit for sure. The thing we got to remember, though, and this is
what
makes me a little different, Guru.
2 Chainz.
Is, you know, if Steph Curry doesn't play well in the finals, he's going to get hammered.
And
still.
That's what, welcome to our new world.
Well, but that's my point. Not by me. Like if Kevin Durant does not play in the finals and they lose to Milwaukee in 6 games,
okay,
that doesn't, to me, it taints nothing.
But you,
nothing.
I'm with you, but you do know the Jackals out there on TV,
like, I don't care.
Print everywhere.
I don't care.
When you hear, there'll be noise. That's what I'm saying.
What?
Like when you go to the mall and there's a great sale, you know there's going to be a crowd.
Okay, David Carr said Joe Montana's not a top 10 quarterback. Who cares?
He almost made gripes.
Like, what does it mean? What does that really mean? Does that really mean, wow, David Carr has made it clear,
I guess what I'm saying,
that Joe Montana's not a top 10
quarterback? Is it fair, Stoney?
Is
it fair?
I can only speak for myself.
Right.
I can only speak for myself.
That's all we can
all do. If somebody wants to say the Warriors lose in the finals and Curry,
people are jealous of him, Stoney.
And people say, well, he's never won an MVP in the finals and this and that. They can say that. I mean, nothing can stop anybody from saying anything. You can't worry about it. I'm just saying, from my point of view, having watched the Warriors for 25 years and the NBA for longer than that, I'm telling you right now, I haven't seen anybody impact the game like Steph Curry has. Just haven't.
No.
And that includes Michael Jordan. Now, obviously Jordan's defense leaves Curry in the dust. There's no question about that. But when you are watching the Chicago Bulls, and you were watching the Golden State Warriors now, you would not say, man, that 23 for the Bulls is more impactful than 30 for that Warriors team. You wouldn't say it because you...
He was
because
playing in
wouldn't.
The air, though, Stoney. Michael had an impact.
That has nothing to do with anything, Goo. I'm talking about basketball, not flying high, not dunking. I'm talking about impact in a game, like not really style. But yes, they both are influencing a game off the court for sure.
Yeah. I'm at the lab.
You're at
in my mind.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm
thought you were
together.
Say
I took a playoff.
You have the text line up? I mean, you have the phone line up?
No, I got all the right. Text line. Read
Jared in Fremont. Yeah. What's up, Jared?
All the love.
I don't know who to pick. Jared, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? I don't know if anybody's touched on this, but I mean, you know, we hear these things about, you know, a LeBron or Magic. They make your team better because people equate assists to making your team better, right? Because you're helping your teammate, you're creating, you're facilitating. I don't know how many times, and I know you guys watch every game, where Curry will come off a, you know, a double screen, triple screen, and two guys will sprint in them and the Warriors get a backdoor layup. You can't really quantify. There's no stats for that for Curry. All you can quantify is the plus and minus. And some people don't like the plus minus stat because, you know, who else is on the court. But it's not since just KD's came. It's not just since Kerr came. Since 2012-2013 season, Curry is number one in plus-minus, and it's not even close. Basically, since he's been healthy and going to All-Star games, he's been the most impactful player probably since Wilt Chamberlain in the 60s, just because nobody was as tall as him as far as his effective field goal percentage and all that. But I want your take, Steiny, because, I mean, I agree with you, man, and I'm glad everybody's finally coming around because I'm beating this drum as well. I'm actually doing a little report myself on some research on his actual – finals performances, which were incredible, because 2014-15 he had the best plus minus, 16-17 he was second to KD, and both of them slightly. I mean, he's had a couple bad games here and there. 15-16 he was hurt because his minutes per game was down farther than his regular season or playoffs. That's neither here nor there. But in a 5-on-5 game all time, including Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain, or whatever, who are you taking over Steph Curry in a 5-on-5 game right now? There's nobody.
Are we playing in today's, like, with the 3-point line today?
Playing right now.
I tell you what, you're going to take my answer off the air, Jared. Thank you very much, because I don't know, because I need more time.
Well, I'd take LeBron. I'd take Steph.
Well, he said, no, Steph, who would you take ahead of Steph? Right now.
And they're all healthy.
Everybody's available.
LeBron.
See, there's a man.
I love Steph. Dad, come on now.
You wouldn't take Jordan? Over Steph?
I'll take...
Like Jordan...
I love Mike too.
Like,
man.
Jordan in today's game would have probably become a 40% three-point shooter.
But see, the fact that he isn't, and
but
I
he's still
seen that.
Better than...
Yeah,
he still shoots better than the guy you said.
But I mean, Jordan, the guy I said is going to the rack and doing it. Yeah, well,
he's getting two at a time. Getting two at a time.
How's that 3-over-2 working for Houston?
They don't use it right.
They don't. I mean, somebody needs to tell them.
If you shoot 53s and you only make 1/3 of them, and the Warriors are making two out of five, Mask going to work better for the Warriors. All right, let's go to Miguel in San Jose. Miguel wants to talk a little Draymond. What's up, Draymond?
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to pull out a little bit of irony and some poetic justice.
Oh, I love this. Go ahead.
How ironic is it that the spat against the Clippers a few months back was because Draymond was pushing the ball up the court and KD wanted to walk the ball up the court and take the shot, take the last shot? You know, now I ask myself, I'm guilty of this. Back then I was like, come on, dude, you got Kevin Durant right there. And I think we all in that moment agreed that, you know, Kevin Durant is the best option. And he may still be the best option, but kudos to Draymond for showing everybody. And we already knew, but kudos to Draymond for getting all this attention right now, for doing such a great job of pushing the ball up the court, moving the ball, getting all these numbers, triple doubles and all that. It's very gratifying. I'm very happy for him. And yeah, I love Kevin Durant though. Please come back.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for the call, Miguel. Appreciate it.
Man, nine days.
And that's kind of what I was saying to you, Goo, about like if let's say Curry, the Warriors go to the finals. Well, let's say they go to the finals and they win it.
Right.
And Draymond gets the MVP. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
but it will be odd.
No,
that's
it won't
all.
Be. It will not be odd. And look, pretend this past series was the NBA Finals. Just pretend.
I gotcha.
There's a very good chance that Draymond Green would be the MVP of this series.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well,
and Curry played his tail off.
That's right. Curry had 36, 37, 36, and 37. He had a triple-double in the last. So like, who cares?
But in 10 years from now,
Draymond
looking back on it.
Draymond doesn't deserve it.
Right. And I'm not.
Who cares?
I got you. The Jackals. And what it would be 10 or 15 years from now is, as great as Steph was, things that just make you say,
Okay. Well, then
he doesn't have an NBA Finals MVP. And I'm telling you,
you didn't watch him, did you?
You're going to call me crazy.
You didn't watch him, did you?
Listen, the voters this year. Steph's already like a horse race to conduct the Preakness. He's already got a lead. They want him to get it.
You know what? You know what, Guru? You have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going with my heart.
Who's voting this year?
I just
who's
picture him in a room.
Who's voting this year for the finals MVP?
I have no idea.
How many people vote?
I want to say 5.
11 or 12.
Damn.
So, like, they give it to different people year.
They know they're starting.
We know that the media has an agenda.
Okay, gotcha.
What if they hand out 4 ballots to guys who don't like Steph Curry? That's what people think may have happened last year.
I think there's a theme developing since the Durant injury. Steph's not going to need any help or assistance getting something he don't deserve.
Oh, really?
But I think
he didn't get help from Draymond Green?
But I think if they win.
He didn't get help from Draymond?
You know what I'm saying. Not from his teammates, just from the outside. Steph, Steiny, I would take that bet against anybody. If they make it with KD or without, number 30's getting that award if they win. Best believe that. Take that to the bank.
Well, it's another guess. You're just guessing.
What was my last guess?
I don't know. You guess a lot.
No, I make predictions.
Yeah, you guess. Pick papers out of a hat and stuff.
Now that's it.
Shake it up.
Be my partner.
The bingo, the bingo balls.
Yeah.
Put your hand in with ball B-22.
Wow,
I'm
going to
predict B-22.
Guru Gazette is hot.
Jason in Oakland. What's up, Jace?
Hey, thanks for calling me Jace. That's what everybody else calls me. Oh, thank you. So I just was taking a look at the Warriors' win last night, and everybody's talking about who do we want to play between Milwaukee and Toronto. As a fan, I say bring on either of them. You know, this Warrior team has a level of chemistry where they come together and they'll take on the challenge against whoever they play. It just reminds me a lot of the during the 2000 runs of the Spurs, how all the role players seem to always come through at the right moments, and just mistakes are very minimal in terms of how this team operates against when the challenge is very high, and the nature of the competitiveness is just at an extreme higher level. And this team always comes together. And in terms of the finals, I say bring on whoever, bring on Kawhi, bring on bring on Giannis, it doesn't matter. This team will get it done, and I truly believe that. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Who do you want of those two teams? And do you think one's easier than the other? I don't necessarily think so. I know Milwaukee's been the best team in the NBA all year.
Okay.
So if they get to the finals, I don't know if they'll be favored or not, but they'll be able to say we were the most consistent team, so they will have deserved to get there. And Toronto's had a great year, too. I don't know that one. Do you think one is more difficult than the other for the Warriors?
Man, honestly, Steiny, it fluctuates, but watching those games, I'm like, both teams took it to them, took the Warriors behind the woodshed in the regular season. But right now, I would hope not to get a team that seems more healthy and their stars being healthy, the Milwaukee Bucks. That's who I kind of want to see that, but I think the Warriors with the banged up Iggy, we don't know the status of his calf or lower leg, whatever's going on with him. KD,
I'm assuming both those guys are going to be healthy for game one.
I got you.
Nine days is a long time. That's just me.
And what's up with Iggy? Not to panic. Like, you don't think it's strange?
Goo.
You say
Goo.
Age, father Goo. Time is undefeated.
Goo. This is when I love you. Yeah. I love you, but
we take him for granted.
Iguodala sits whenever the hell he wants.
But he's hurt in the finals yearly. But now against Giannis in Milwaukee, they run it up and down. They're playing like the old Warriors.
You think if yesterday was game, I'll tell you what, if yesterday was game five, he would have played.
That I give you. That I feel.
So just stop worrying. He's fine.
And we got a good text real quick.
I'll be the judge of that, Goo.
Goo, you are too focused on what people think about Steph. Watch him ball and let the things fall where they may. I love Steph so much that I'm real to know that might not bother him, but I know it kind of counts, even if it's wrong. And I want him to get that finals MVP. And I know there's a sector of fans that want him to get it. That's all, Snotty. I just want him to
But
get
you don't give it to him if he doesn't deserve
no
it.
No doubt. No doubt. And I felt he kind of.
And he wouldn't want it.
And no. Hey, look. Boy, Steiny, that was good. But last year, he deserved it. But KD hit the bigger shots and the bigger moments to me.
You know what's funny is somebody saying, let me tell you what I never said. I never said McKinney will never come up big. I would never say that about any player.
Why does that sound like a Steiny phrase?
McKinney is not a great shooter. Yep. McKinney should be playing closer to the basket more. Look what happened. He got big offensive rebounds near the basket. Okay, and now I got to bring it up. And Lillard put him on his ass. Where? 30 feet from the basket.
I forgot that.
He belongs playing inside. He's done a nice job. He's made one out of three threes. Good for him. Great. He was fine. Like, I would have never said, Alphonso McKinney will never come up big. You know why? Because he'll never have the opportunity to come up big. And I know it's semantics. Did he come up big yesterday? Obviously for him, the Warrior fan, yes. I thought he played his minutes. I mean, it's like...
He played 26 minutes.
I love when a guy hits a shot in the third quarter to put the Warriors up 11. Whew, big shot by McKinney in that third quarter of an overtime game. Listen, I'm giving McKinney his credit for sure.
26 minutes, man. And if I would have told you before the game yesterday, let's bet McKinney, Jacob Evans is going to get run, you would have took the bet. And he got in. That's what I'm saying. You never know. Great rapper Sugar Free said, stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. And that's what the Warriors bench is doing.
Jack in Dublin. What's up, Jack?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, I just want to go back a couple of weeks ago. I called before the fifth game of the Houston series, and everybody right there at your station was telling saying Steph was old. He got three children. He stayed up too late. He's had it. Mm. And I told you guys then that the layoff of Steph and layoff of Clay, they kind of started having faith to start pulling for them, and now. The same guy that was saying that is how about Steph is this and Steph that. You gotta stay focused on everything you're doing, and you gotta stay even keel. Don't get down on the man when he has a bad game. And now we see. And another thing is one guy called in and said, the Warriors are having more fun without KD. because Durant is, Durant, bring up the ball, Green. And he did it all year long. He brought the ball up. Then another time when KU said, I don't want to shoot 30 times a game because I want to keep Steph and I want to keep Clay involved. Then you guys say, well, he needs to shoot more.
Wow.
And, you know, and so you have to make up their mind what you want to see him do. But like he said, I can't do everything. I want to do what's best for the team.
All right, Jack, I got to go to break. Your point's well made, but I do have to rebut and say.
That wasn't me he would talk about.
About what?
Just Curry had the three kids staying up late. I was just saying he was injured.
Who said that?
Some host. That
about what? I brought up his kids?
Not you.
What are you talking about?
The station.
You think I listen to other shows? Come on now.
But you didn't say he has three kids. Yeah, okay, yeah.
888-957-9570. Steiny and Guru coming right back at you.
Steiny and Guru continues on 95.7 The Game.
650, Steiny, I'm sure you wouldn't think it's as fun if they'd have lost this series. Well, that's true. That is true.
All we're saying is the ball moves. That's what you're saying.
I'm not afraid to say it. They're more fun
and
without.
And Draymond gets to do something he doesn't do a lot when KD's out there. I hate my mind. I'm wondering now that Dre didn't give KD the ball back in November, and I ain't being messy. Now that's what he wanted to do was run it up, and KD was like, I'll bring it up. Just a thought. You know,
can anyone out there deny that the interest and the passion were increased,
elevated,
after Durant got hurt?
That's natural. I'm going to say yes.
Well, you know
I got
what?
My hand up.
Honestly, it shouldn't be natural. It shouldn't be natural.
When you lose one of your best, don't you know, oh, they're counting us out.
I'm talking about something differently. Oh. I'm saying usually when a team loses their best player, a fan base is deflated a little bit. But what's happened since Durant has been hurt is like there's more interest now in the Warriors than there was 3 weeks ago. Because now there's apparently some doubt, whereas there wasn't before. The Warrior fans are reacting to the last five games more than they have to the rest of the playoffs.
Because they were told that they couldn't do it, get it done. And even the players, I feel like, and I mean, Steiny, Dre, Clay, and Steph have won a championship together. Oh, just throw that out there.
Hater Proof in San Francisco. What's up, Hater Proof?
Steiny Guru, what's up, fellas? Hey, Steiny, you're 100% right. I don't understand how anyone who can see doesn't realize that this team is a lot more fun to watch when KD isn't there. Nobody's saying that they're better without KD. We're not stupid. KD is the best player on the planet. Of course you're going to need him for certain situations. But, man, this team, when Steph is the main main focus defensively for the opposition, it opens up the court for everyone else. And that's why you see the bench coming up and coming through in big moments and everyone else pitching in and Draymond running the ball up and getting these triple doubles. Everyone feels more involved. When KD is there, like everyone's been saying, it's like, you know, he can get a bucket at any time. So you kind of lax. You get off the gas pedal a little bit. You take it easy. But I mean, another thing we got to mention too is, man, we got to start talking about Draymond as one of the greatest of all time also.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Hater Proof.
We want to hit the break a little bit, right?
Depends on the greatest of what? Greatest defensive player?
Those calls have been made to our program.
But he
three months ago,
he said the
before
greatest.
Dre, yeah, before like Dre lost the weight. Nobody would dare say what he just said. And I agree, but we're overreacting. Well, wow, for me to say somebody's overreacting, we're prisoners of the moment. I get it. But to say all-time great,
no.
He just lost 23 pounds. And we were saying, is Father Time caught up with him? But now, you know, five games into it, he's the greatest ever. We got to slow down. And I got the stop sign now. I'm talking to myself. We're just getting out of control. The stuff that's being thrown around, and now guys are all-time great. And 4 weeks
Curry's
ago, they needed Jenny Craig.
Curry's an all-time great, and Draymond Green's one of the best defensive players of all time. What's incorrect about either one of those statements?
I thought I love Dre. Shout out to Brownie Blends. I thought he was saying Dre was an all-time great, not just on the defensive end, because he got the defensive thing with me already.
Well, that's what I didn't understand. Great of what?
How soon can you erase something? Like,
never.
Hey, Steiny's game is this and that. Like Dame Lillard, how long is this going to stay with him on his resume, injured or not? Because people aren't going to know he was injured. What I'm saying is, man, that eraser is coming fast now. All it takes is a good series, Steiny, is what I guess I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you do.
Underdogs don't take the heat. If you're an underdog, you're never going to take the heat. Mm. Damian Lillard is not going to take heat for this series.
Well, you have to get Nobody thought
Portland
million.
Would win the series. Now, if it were James Harden and they had a better chance, you know what? And that's the way it is. James Harden is better than Damian Lillard, but he's criticized more.
Just the way it is.
Explain that to me. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie in New York. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
All right.
I want to preface this by saying that I want the Warriors to keep Durant. I would love to see him resign. But I agree with you, Matt, completely. I am enjoying watching them play a whole lot more without Durant. And I know that, listen, like Guru, you just said, I'm a prisoner of the moment. I'm caught up into the Draymond Green.
I understand.
I mean, yeah, so, but my question is, going forward, assuming Durant is and healthy for the finals, how is he going? Are we going to see the 9 shots a game Durant? Are we going to see is he going to like crowbar his way back into this and hoist up 25 shots? Are we going back to ISO Kev from the post, or is he going to, I guess it's a two-part
question. Great question.
Seeing what he's seeing? And you think he's looking at it on the court and say, how am I going to ingratiate myself back into the, because they're playing great.
I think any player would do that. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my question to you guys. Have a good show. I'll call tomorrow.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Everybody fired up.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Kevin Durant and you're watching this, you can't just come back in game one and be like, all right, back to the way we played before. But I don't want Durant taking 8 shots.
Yeah, that's what happened
last
time.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Durant taking 8 shots is ridiculous. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure out what to do in the finals. And you know what? The Western Conference finals were a lot of fun. The finals may be, well, they're going to be less fun.
Stressful.
Because you're going to have to... I do think Charlie has a point. I think it's going to be a little easier said than done when Durant comes back. Not just the Warriors, but what's Durant going to do?
But what he does, Steiny, is going to affect what everybody else is doing. The cohesiveness. Right. So it's scary to me. You got to do it, but it's scary. It could be a quarter. It could be a game that the other team could steal because that well-oiled machine needed time to readjust. And in the finals, you might not have that time. And I'm going to say this, and I ain't being negative, Nancy. Hey, we're throwing, unicorn and rainbows and Skittles, but the Warriors were down to a Portland team without Nurkic 3 games. Heavy, you know, 18, 15, 17. If you play Milwaukee or Toronto that way, whatever the reason was, that can get up to, you might lose that game. So what I'm saying is the Warriors still need to go to the lab. They need Durant and Iggy to be healthy. That's what I'm saying. Portland scared me a few times in this series. It wasn't just Mike Tyson knockouts.
See, I don't think that when Durant comes back, it shouldn't, you know, it's probably going to be more of a problem than it should be. The guy's played with him for 3 years. I mean, it's not like they have to incorporate a whole new player. It's Kevin Durant. So you've played with him for 3 years. He's been hurt before, like everybody on this team for periods of time. To me, one of the danger issues could be like, don't overthink it. Durant comes back. Play the game. Just play the game.
But easier said than done, Steiny.
Well, it's because of Durant, I think. What's Durant going to... You know Durant is watching this team, probably thinking, I don't want to come in and mess this up. because I think he's a good guy. I don't think stuff that comes from him is out of malice. But I do. I mean, listen. Put yourself in Kevin Durant's position. You're a 30-point-per-game scorer. They just swept the Western Conference Finals without you. Steph Curry was phenomenal. Everybody was better. Everybody played essentially better than they normally do. Hell, any player worth his salt is going to think, I got to get back in here and adjust to these guys because they're the ones playing well.
And I know you're not a doctor. 9 days. It's an important 9 days, Steiny. What's your gut say about Durant?
Do you feel like he'll be there
game one?
Because
if he ain't ready for game one, it's like, don't even risk him.
Sal in Oakland. What's up, Sal?
Hey, guys. Look, you got to look at it like this. I'm the one who called and said, good riddance to Boogie Cousins being down. And I called and said, you know, they can win without Durant. And I think the reason Green's got this belly in his, the fire in his belly, is because KD's down. He has a little beef with them, which is squashed. But this is the chance for the Splash Brothers, Green and Iguodala, and everybody to show that, hey, we did this before. We can do it again. Watch us. We're going to get it done. And I think they're on that path. And what happens when Durant gets incorporated into the game is not that it's easy as, oh, we'll just push aside and we'll just play our game. I think he dumbs down Thompson's and Curry's game, where they don't take as many shots. Yes, Durant is the best and all that, but the chemistry, I feel like it's almost forced when Durant is in the game with them. And I think it's Curry that hasn't really figured out how to really smoothly incorporate him into the fold with these two guys and still have great shooting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Sal. Appreciate it.
And I kind of feel like dumbed down is strong. I feel what he's saying. It's worked. They've won back-to-back titles. But damn, Steiny, you can't have everything. You can't have the Splash Brothers splashing and KD not doing something. If KD's taking the lead, so it's by committee as opposed to now it's by necessity.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Let's go to Marcus in Oakland. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, man.
I just wanted to throw some quick comments out there. The term is work smart, not hard. So,
okay.
You know, if you have a player like KD, you want to use him as much as possible to get the maximum effort that you can out of that. Now, with that being said, I think people or Warriors fans are a little bit kind of being a little bit too dramatic when it comes to what's going to happen when KD comes back. The Warriors obviously don't have a problem with him being the number one guy, number one scorer, and with that, it has to be some type of organized chaos because it's a major super team with all the pieces. But you can't allow the reputation of certain players to infiltrate the actual game plan at hand. If KD's the guy on the court, then he's the guy right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you get your numbers up and the stats and searching for that stuff, that's gonna bring a distraction or cause a problem. If you just play the game how it's supposed to be played with KD being out, Draymond's supposed to do what he did last night. If he doesn't do that, we still have a series with Portland. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? If he doesn't pick up the slack from KD being on the bench or being out of the game, there's no point in him being on the floor. But then I also see with Draymond that if you put too much pressure on him offensively, he doesn't really make the best decisions for the team. Sometimes it gets a little stagnant with him. So it can go either way. I think
it's just
a relative thing on seeing what's really going on and what situations is at hand at that point.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Marcus. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in San Francisco. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. What a game, man. And I just want to say, man, all the accolades of Steph Curry's offensive prowess has been talked about, but what's not being talked about enough is his great, great, great character. I mean, here's this guy. It's his team, but he was willing to take a step back and have KD you know, his lead. You know, let KD lead the way. I don't really care. As long as we win. But, man, as soon as KD went down, he just took charge like he was taking charge all along. I mean, he didn't even need a warm-up. He didn't need a game or two. KD went down game five against the Rockets, and Steph Curry just, hey, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
Identity without him, Stoney, so it was easy to revert back to, hey, we've done it before. Let's do it again.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy's in Oakland. Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to touch on a few things, man. I think I feel that as far as they, like if they gave out a Western Conference Finals MVP, I think it would go to Draymond. It should, hands down. I mean, I just feel like he does a whole lot more outside of, you know, Curry. And I'm not taking anything away from Curry. Curry scored, what, 36, had a triple-double. But just what Draymond brings, it doesn't show up on the box scores. You know, like just right. Leadership. I mean, just how he lifted up Jordan Bell.
Yeah.
The catch would have, you know, frowned on him. And, hey, man, what are you doing? Man, you missing dunks, blah, blah, blah. You know, the way he pushes the ball. You know, I mean, just small stuff, man. And honestly, I feel like there are more – exciting without KD. Not saying that they're better without KD. I don't want you guys to take that the wrong way.
No.
But I feel like it just flows. I mean, we're getting 120 to 140 more passes a game. You know what I mean? I mean, cats aren't just standing around, you know, like they're waiting for somebody to shoot a free throw, standing around stagnant at all. Everybody's moving, and everybody's just playing and feels more comfortable. And then the last thing I want to say is I feel that without KD, I would rather the Warriors play Toronto, but – I honestly would want them to play Milwaukee. Honestly want them to play Milwaukee just for the simple fact I want the Warrior fans to really, really.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.